From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. We were invited by Showtime to take a sneak peek at the network's new original series, United States of Terra, which premieres at 9 p.m. Sunday, January 18th. The series stars Australian actress Toni Collette from Little Miss Sunshine as Tara Gregson, a suburban American wife and mother who juggles her family and career while suffering from dissociative identity disorder, a condition formerly known as multiple personality disorder. Well, Melissa, you had mentioned that you were really looking forward to seeing the series. Did it live up to your expectations?
It was. I did enjoy it, but I think it was mostly because of Toni Collette, who I've liked since Muriel's Wedding. Mm-hmm. It's very adult, a very adult show.
It is on Showtime at 9 p.m. in the evening. So.
But her act, that part is tailor-made for her talent. She is so good, just slipping into each different personality.
Mm-hmm. And so far, you and I have had the privilege of seeing four episodes. That's four out of 12 episodes for season one. And we've seen her four different characters counting Tara.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think Alice is my favorite.
Alice is a 1950s Betty Crocker housewife, and I think the family even enjoys when she pops up because they eat good.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she is really, really funny. The teenager T kind of gets on my nerves, I have to say, a little bit.
Yeah, T is very flirtatious. She seems to be the daughter's favorite because they go out shopping and spend lots of money on clothes.
And yes, and Buck is hilarious.
Yeah, Buck is Tara's male alter who drinks beer and wears a trucker hat.
Yes.
And likes to bowl, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. And watch porn.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, I had to add that. John Corbett is also really good.
Yeah, John Corbett plays Tara's husband, Max, and he's very supportive. Well, what I was impressed with was the whole family seems to be supportive of Tara. That's her husband, Max, and two teenage, a son and a daughter. And you would think that when she had this spell where she wasn't herself, that they'd want her to stay at home and out of the public eye, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Except for the recital. Well, I don't think your daughter really liked her being there as Buck a whole lot. But then she was kind of okay with it, I think, at the end.
Yeah. The one family member that doesn't seem okay with it is Tara's sister. The sister's name is Charmaine, and the role is played by, I guess I don't know who the role was played by.
She was the one that was in Rachel's Getting Married. DeWitt is her last name.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Rosemary DeWitt.
Yes, yes. Okay. And she is good in it. But she definitely kind of, you can tell she feels kind of neglected. She doesn't get much attention.
Yeah. And, of course, we had mentioned that Toni Collette is an Australian actress playing the role of this American suburban housewife. The teenage son, did you know, is played by a young British actor named Keir Gilchrist.
I have not seen him before, but I think he's really amazing in that part. He's very grown up and really, really, really is good with her when she changes roles.
Yeah, he seems the most receptive. Well, Max, her husband, certainly is receptive. And the daughter, let's throw that in, Brie Larson plays the daughter, and she was in Raising Dad years ago.
Yeah, she's a little annoying to me too, but I don't know. I don't know what you thought about her, but maybe that's the way she's supposed to be.
But any other initial thoughts?
I think it's a good show. It just, keep in mind it is, Showtime, so it mm-hmm. is, something you have to be kind of careful who's watching it. But her acting is just phenomenal. And John Corbett, all of the acting in it's really good, and it is really funny.
Yeah. Are you like me hoping that as the series continues, even more personalities will pop up?
That would be interesting.
Because when I sat down to initially watch it, I didn't realize how many different personalities Tara had. And it was just fun to watch them pop up one by one.
Yeah, I thought it was really entertaining the way when she changed into them, how sometimes what would something would be happening in her life that would be traumatic, and it would just make her, you know, go into a different person. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't we all like to do that on occasion?
Of course we would. So, well, Melissa, I didn't know if you had read this, that Diablo Cody, who won an Oscar for Juno, created the series.
I did.
And something I read was Diablo said that it's really not just a series about DID, that's the short term of that. But it's also a series about how modern women have to play so many parts, which Toni Collette does wonderfully. And it's also a tribute to family, how they can overcome obstacles.
And that's true, and it definitely is reminiscent of Juno. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of offbeat like that.
So what would you give it, 1 out of 10 stars, with 10 being the best?
I'd probably give it a 7.
A 7? Well, it's not my favorite Showtime series. I have some other favorite Showtime series, but I'd give it an 8. I like to...
Okay. Dexter's the best Showtime series. I'm sorry I had to get that in there. But United States of Terror is good. I did enjoy it, and I will keep watching it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how it develops. And like I said, I hope even more personalities pop up as it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So any last thoughts?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, tune in to Showtime Sunday, 9 p.m. on January 18th to see United States of Terror. And that's a wrap for this week. We will return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.